decide that only Gorg's death can save the universe from destruction, Rocky and Marla leave Cosgrek Island and set out for Vintem, capital of Venus. There, Gorg shows Anne and Mitch the immense armies he is building. Both of them are amazed at the immense power Gorg has at his disposal. Later, the power-drunk madman takes them and Yo to see his latest invention.
This is my greatest work. Yes, that is so, my little man.
You reckon that robot can talk and think?
Yes, it is. He has the greatest mechanical brain ever imagined. With an army of these little men, nothing will stop my universal conquest. Nothing.
That says you.
You do not believe this little man can talk and think?
No, you're nuts.
I will prove that it can. I will order him to kill you, Mitch.
Oh, no,
and he will do as I order. Will you not, little man?
Sire, I beg of you, listen to me.
Listen to them whine, sire.
Enough, enough. Now watch the order. I turn on the robot. Will run with atomically powered. There. That makes his brain work. Soon he will be able to receive my messages and obey them.
Mitch, what can you do?
Take it easy, honey. That thing won't hurt.
You can kill me, Jim. Let's get out of here.
All them guards back there?
It's worth a try. I'm frightened.
If you two are planning to escape, you can forget it. It would be as well. The guards have orders to shoot should you move.
The worst escape? Why, we wasn't even thinking of it.
I remember my warning, nevertheless. Now watch carefully. My little man is ready. Can you hear me, little man? Can you hear me? Mappa.
Oh,
is he not wonderful? Turn and look at your life.
Can you my human? Terrifying. Oh, Mitch, what can I do?
Right up to our next trouble. Turn that robot loose on me, I've had it.
There's just one chance. Leave the trophy to me. I think I can manage Gorg.
Well, have you two finished whispering?
Listen, ugly face.
You are very afraid, both of you, no? Do not deny it, you are. You both fear, my little man.
Well, I've got to hand it to you, Gorg. He's sure some baby.
He will be helpless against him. His steel hands will crush you.
Sire, it would be foolish of you to let that robot harm it.
Would it, lovely one?
You want to marry me, don't you?
Of course.
Then leave Mitch alone. Stop it enough before you. If you harm him, then I won't marry you.
Sire, do not listen to the woman. Send your robot towards me and listen to him howl.
That would prove all my claims, eh, you?
Yes, sire. And we will soon see how brave the earthling is when death walks slowly towards him. Turn the robot on me.
No, no. I have a better idea.
Well, sire,
I'll turn him against you, yo.
Me? Have you gone mad, sire?
No, yo, no.
Sire, you want to not kill Tomakata, yo?
Hey, who's whining now, pal?
Don't reach.
Yeah, but he's quiet. You don't have a... Sire, you do not mean this, surely.
Enough!
I beg of you,
little
not to...
Little man, the thing on its knees before me is you. He is dangerous to your master.
That is not true, sire.
Kill him. Kill him!
So be it, master.
On, sire, on! Oh, don't tell me to die him! Sire, sire!
Little man, stop! Stop, I say! Do not kill you. Go back to your little brothers at the far end of the room.
As you command, sire.
Sire, stop him.
Get up, yo. You are safe.
I am.
I did not intend to harm
you. You did not?
No, I was merely demonstrating the powers of my little man. However, I trust you have learned a lesson. It means death to even dream of deposing me. I, Gorg, am ruler of Venus. Those who are against me die.
Have no fear, sire. I do not oppose you.
It would be so stupid of you, yo. Well, I doubt you're going to enjoy the demonstration.
Yes. That robot must be the greatest of all your discoveries.
With armies of those, how can anyone halt my march to universal domination? Our factories work every minute of the day, mass-producing them. Not that we need them for our first objective. Their work begins when we deal with Mars and Jupiter.
Where will you attack first, sire?
Come with me and you will learn. Ayo? We are to review part of an invasion army that goes into intensive training tomorrow. Follow me, and you will see the fighting power of Gorg.
Surrounded by grim-faced guards, Anne and Mitch walk behind Gorg from the palace to the ground above. There, regiment upon regiment of men and robots are lined up. As Gorg strides toward a rostrum, thousands of voices scream their welcome.
Nymph of Venus! Nymph of Venus! Yados, Gorg, keep the toy, Soroi King! Et se play of noose, God laws, keep to oise a king, for et revenue, et a third canal!
Abdi. Every technique in the art, rock, roy, kakata, no edge canal, throne, katsusa, earth.
With the fanatical screams of his followers ringing in his ears, God tells him of his dreams. A little distance from the rostrum, Anne and Mitch stand together.
Boy, what a scene. This is Hitler and Stalin all over again.
I wish I knew what he was saying.
Well, it's something that's pleasing them up. I did hear Earth mentioned once or twice.
Perhaps he's talking of invading here.
Yeah, I guess so.
We've got to stop him somehow. Oh, yeah, I'm glad we're at the Earth's danger.
Oh, Anne, quit kidding yourself. We haven't got a chance of doing either.
Well, Rocky might be able to do something.
Yeah, providing he's still alive.
Of course he is. Otherwise, Gold would have flung it in our faces.
Oh, I wonder.
You don't think he's dead, do you?
Well, look, if he was alive, Anne, Rocky would have been here long ago.
But he doesn't know where we are.
And he would have found out. He could do much anything.
That is very true,
Dick. Listen, ugly face,
I'm
you're
very
just
friendly. You're
you ought to creep up on people that way. What are you trying to do?
We didn't realize the show was over, sire.
Evidently not. You were too busy talking. What?
What were you saying to them stooges of yours?
Merely that the invasion of Earth begins in 14 days.
Don't give me that stuff.
You can't mean that, surely.
I most certainly do.
Your mob will get the daylight belted out of them down there. You'll never conquer Earth, Gorg.
Oh, yes. Well, it should be very easy. They will not be expecting an attack from here. Earth shall be ours a few days after my troops first land.
Says you. And what other fairy stories did you tell them, guys?
That on the eve of their departure, I will offer Vokja, Jan, yourself, and Rocky Star as sacrifices to our sun god, Nur.
At that very moment, Rocky and Marla reach the mainland, bent on destroying Gorg. Leaving their boat hidden in a cave, they hurry to the tiny fishing village of Sagra on the Sagros Ocean. There, at the range, they find an air car standing on the roadside.
That is the one Jan said will be here, Rocky.
Now that answers his description. There's the red streak painted across the hood.
Well, let us get in and start for Vinton.
The sooner the better, as far as I'm concerned.
Then why do we stand here?
Making sure the coast's clear. One slip and we'd be Gorg's prisoners, and that would be the end of everything.
There is no danger for us. The folk of Sagra would have warned us had there been any.
That's another thing, Marla. Where is everyone? Place is deserted.
Oh, do not worry over that. The men will be out fishing and the women working in the home.
That seems funny.
Oh, forget your fears and let us go. I will start the engine.
All right. You know, Marla, I still find it hard to believe that this thing will fly.
It will. It leaves the ground at any moment you wish after reaching 45 miles an hour. We will be in Vintum in a very short time. I am a good driver.
Marla.
Yes?
Who are those people in front of us?
Where are
they? Walking this way.
Oh, Rocky, they are our Gorg soldiers.
Well, let's get cracking then. We can't afford to be nabbed. Come on, Marla, hurry it up. They're running after us.
And they know who we are, too.
Look out. Look out. You'll run them down.
It's either them or us. They will have to dodge us. Did I hit them?
No, they dived out of the way just in time. Marla, can't you go any faster?
We are gathering speed.
Well, we'll want to. We'll have to hurry. They're shooting at us. Come on, Marla. Faster, faster.
We will soon be out of the range of their guns.
Oh, I think we are now. I hope we didn't collect anything from their guns.
We would know if they had hit us.
Oh, certainly was a close shave.
You were right. There was danger there for us. We will have to be more careful in future.
Yes. They'll do their best to nab us after this.
Oh, they will not capture us. We will be in Vintum before they realize it. Lean back in your seat, Rocky. I am going to take the car into the air. Here we go.
Why, they're terrific. I can't get over it. Took off like a bird. You know, these things would be the rage down on Earth.
Every family on Venus has at least one. Look down below us.
At the river?
Yes. That is the Negretto, one of our loveliest. Oh,
gosh, Marla, I wish we hadn't arrived in the middle of all this trouble. Your world must be a great spot.
It is beautiful. Oh, you should see the northern continent. I love that best of all. There is such scenery at...
Marla, what's the matter?
I do not know.
That engine sounds a bit sick.
We are losing height.
The engine's cut out.
I will have to land.
Well, that shouldn't be very hard. There's plenty of open spaces down there by the river. Now, ease it down gently, Marla.
I cannot control the aircraft.
What?
What? We are diving straight for the river.
We'll straighten her out, Marla, or we'll crash.
Marla! air car zooms madly down, down toward the river. Marla fights desperately with the controls. Can she pull it out of its nosedive and land safely? And what of Gorg? Can our friend prevent his threatened invasion of Earth? Don't miss the next thrilling chapter of the Rocky Star Adventure, Destination Venus.